For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Yeah, there's a local legend. You might have seen him on TikTok, Instagram. He goes by Fun Braden, and he joins us right here in the studio. G'day, Braden.
What's up, gang? Thanks for having me today.
Now, we've had you here in the studio for a very special treat for us this afternoon. Can you please tell our lovely listeners what you get up to and what we did to Tim today?
So I do prank videos where I ask strangers to hold my Meta glasses and film me dance. And about 2 days ago, I messaged K-Rock and I was like, do you mind if I come into the studio and I'll prank one of your workers? And Davo, thanks for getting back to me and making it happen. You've made my April Fool's, guys.
Oh, man. Just before we came live, I thought something else was happening totally. I got asked to come into the studio and get ready to chat to a client. And Brayden, I tell you what, you absolutely give out full digital client that I was expecting to come to the radio show. But you handed me your glasses and started busting a move. Like I've seen on your Instagram multiple times. I was just saying before we came live, I saw you got a group of Deb students recently on a video.
Yay.
How long have you been doing this for? I've seen it for months, look, man.
I've been breakdancing for like 22 years, I think, since I was maybe like 14 I started. And I moved back to Geelong end of summer, so I was just like, you know what, I want to do some videos in Geelong and see what I can come up with. And the first idea was give someone my glasses and let them film me. And it worked really well on social, so I was like, you know what, I'm just going to keep doing these. They're pretty cool and fun to do.
Yeah.
Like, you are such a talented breakdancer, but I like the awkwardness of it when you get those, you get someone with their glasses on and then you stand and stare at them and they're going, what is this bloke doing? And not to mention, you've got your tattoos, you've got your piercings. These people are probably thinking, this is a real Geelong local here. Worried.
Sometimes I'm like, oh no, is this going to go like south or something? They're like, who's this dodgy guy asking me to film? But I've had everyone that's done it so far has been amazing and great.
Awesome.
So. It also spreads so much joy. You can see everyone that does get around it. When you do your little dance and everyone's all about it, it really makes people so happy and we love seeing it around Geelong.
Thank you. Maybe not the awkward part, but yeah, I've always loved performing, dancing, teaching, giving back with my craft and skill set. So to see people smiling, clapping, cheering and a little bit of awkward ones is all right at the end, I guess.
Awesome. What I love is the awkward, like that start of it. I imagine when you did your first one, was it like, did you have to like build yourself up to be like, I'm just going to have to do this, man?
I actually had no idea what was happening. I know like the drop of the song is like 5 seconds in. I was like, I got to do something. So I was like, I'll just stare at them like awkwardly. And then when I finished, I was like, you know what? I might just keep the stare going. And every video has gotten a little bit longer and longer. So
good.
It's good. Yeah. For people that want to check out your video, we have a lot of people listening that would have seen your videos. Can we give you a bit of a shout out to so people can follow along? How can people check out your stuff?
Please do. It's Fun Braden on Instagram, FunBraiden. And yeah, just jump on Instagram. I got TikTok and YouTube and that as well, but that's the best place to start and find me.
And not to mention, a little later on, we'll see that video drop of Tim getting pranked here at K-Rock.
Honestly, I'm so stoked to be the fool this April. Absolutely. Braden, you are an absolute legend. Thank you very much for pranking me today.
Thank you for having me come through, legends.
Tim and Davo.
Davo, this week, it's been a bit of a lot of bums on the show.
Yeah.
We've been chatting about bums a little bit, and we've all got a bum, hopefully. If you don't have a bum, I feel for you. Not like I'm saying if you have a small bum.
All right.
Count. Like if you're actually bumless, then that's devastating. But
if you don't have a donkey, like we're sorry to hear. As Tim with your voluptuous butt.
It's beautiful. But I was speaking about my voluptuous butt. I was talking about a story yesterday about how my real estate agent walked in on me in the nude because I was working early mornings, living in central Queensland, it was really hot. Mm-hmm. After a day of work, I would come home, have a cold shower, and then sometimes just be so exhausted, I would fall down on my bed completely starkers and just have a little bit of a 20-minute, 40-minute nap. And belly down, bum up. And I forgot that I had a rental inspection that day. I didn't hear them knocking on the door. I didn't hear them coming in. I didn't hear them walking up the stairs. But I heard them when they said, oh, my God, when they were standing in the doorway with me completely bummed to the ceiling fan. And it was a very low moment for me in my life.
Well, it's embarrassing when you get caught in the nude.
100%. I've had a few people come up to me and say they've also been caught in the nude in their life, and I didn't realize that this was such a phenomenon going on. But people be getting caught in the nude, David.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I didn't get caught in the nude, but I did get caught with my bum out once.
Okay.
So I had ordered Uber Eats one night after a big night down. And I went outside to get my Uber Eats and I was just in a jumper. I was poo-bearing it.
Oh, so you didn't even have
No undies.
No undies, just a jumper.
And of course the food had been left there, well, yeah. You know. And so I've walked outside to grab it, and then as I've gone outside, a gust of wind, an unfortunate gust of wind has come by and locked me out of my house.
Where did the unfortunate gust of wind come from? The back end?
Oh, that's hideous.
You fart your door shut.
You know I don't like that sort of gear. No. But yeah, unfortunately I had to then scale my 6-foot fence, 8-foot fence.
10-foot. Keep going.
No, it was huge because I had to get the recycling bin. I got a chair from out the front onto the recycling bin. Then I bellied over the fence, bare. 2 a.m. in the morning, got over. My neighbours, unfortunately, on their security camera, did see a little bit, but not the whole show.
One slip and that is game over for you in that situation, going over the fence. Thought we could open up the phones. 5223295. Have you been caught in the nude? Was your bum out? Marina from Armstrong Creek has given us a call. Marina, how did you get caught in the nude?
Oh my God, I'm actually very embarrassed, but a few years ago I was staying at my ex-boyfriend's house and I was sleeping in the nude, as you do when you're in that position.
Yeah, nice.
And I got up in the middle of the night to go to the toilet, and you had to walk through the lounge room to go to the toilet, and my ex-boyfriend's brother was sitting on the couch with three of his friends.
Oh. Three of his friends.
Wow.
And I was just full-blown nude, and these kids were probably like 12. So I don't know whether I scared them or made their day. I don't know what I did.
You've made their life.
Core memory, Marina. You are still talked about to this day. Remember when we were in grade 6 and your brother's girlfriend walked completely naked while we were playing Halo?
And what happened next? What did you do? Did you scream? Did you run? Did they scream?
No, I just stood there and looked at them. They looked at me and I just walked away to the toilet. So what else could you do, really?
Hate to see her leave. Yeah. Love to watch her go.
When you stopped, before you move on, did it feel like there was eye contact for like eternity? Or was it like a split second? You're just like, oh, and then you just keep going.
No, it was like, it felt like 100 years. I just, their faces, like their mouths have been wide open. You know, it was just, can't stop thinking about it, and this is going back a long time ago.
And I don't think they've stopped thinking about it either, Marina, so there you go.
Congratulations.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Hey, up the highway towards the Big Smoke is the Melbourne Comedy Festival right now.
I actually went this weekend to school for the first time ever in my life.
Yeah, so. I've never been either, to be honest. I've always wanted to go to one of those gala shows that where all of them go there. They're always on Channel 10 or something. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, for Oxfam. Yeah, they get around
it. Look, I want to give a recommendation for one. Shad and Pete Save the World. They do a fantastic show. If you're looking for a real good belly laugh, then this is the way to go. They're two comedians. You put your problems in a bucket and they basically solve them for you on stage.
I went and saw Sophie Duker. She's a UK comedian. She was on like the UK season of Taskmaster, and it's her first time coming to Australia. So it was in like a really small room at the Greek in town. But yeah, if that's my one recommendation, her, and go see Lizzie Who. Lizzie Who's so funny.
Yep, I'll give you another one. Damien Power.
And Daniel Muggleton.
I'm actually seeing Daniel Muggleton on Friday, which is going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, some comedy festivals on, some great Aussie comedians. Get out and support it. It's a lot of fun. But I wanted to talk about the whole etiquette of a comedy show. So of course, when you go in, you take a seat. Now, I know you went to one recently. Tell me about your experience.
So it was Saturday. Yeah, it was Saturday night. And again, I'd booked the tickets, first time going. I wasn't thinking like the gala size stage, but I was like, oh yeah, I know they do heaps of different venues. Sophie Duker, she's big in the UK. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was her first time in Australia. So I was like, oh yeah, maybe like a couple hundred seater. We're in like a 40 seater maximum room. And initially we were kind of 3-4 rows back of the 5 or 6 rows. And my wife was like, I'm going to go get a drink. And I was like, oh, maybe we just, she was a bit, she's like, I don't know what to do. What if she talks to me? And I was like, all right, well, I'll try and get some seats further at the back. So I went out with her, and then like a rush of people came in. And then unfortunately we had to go and sit in the front row. And now, again, a small show. We are 1.5 meters away from this comedian.
Now, this makes me very nervous for you, Tim, in particular, because you're not very nice when you get picked on. I think we've had moments here on the show where people may remember where I have, you know, given you a little nudge and you have lashed out.
Yeah, that's... only true.
So, look, tell me about your experience. Did you get picked on? Do you think, like, I just feel like you will ruin this comedian's night.
No, so the thing is, I only hurt the people I love and care about. I don't...
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. You should be so blessed. But I said to my wife afterwards, I was on edge for most of it because, like, obviously in a room that small, like, she's looking at all of us. Like, she's taking a moment and, like, staring into the soul. And she was talking about mostly how much she hates men.
Yeah. Oh,
white
no.
White men. And I'm sitting there going, great. I'm not in the position I need to be. And there was a few times, yeah, she was looking at me for like 10 seconds in a row, but wasn't talking directly to me. She picked on a man two seats to my left that mm-hmm. was sitting there by himself.
Great.
I think if she spoke to me or any comedian spoke to me, I would have froze mm-hmm. and just been like, yeah, no. Uh-huh. Like, that's what I think I would have done.
Okay.
So I don't think I would have, like, I don't go to comedy shows enough to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to engage with the
heckle.
Comedian and I would never ever heckle a comedian. But I don't think I'm confident enough, and I was so focused on that. And there was a point where she looked at me and she said, and now we're all worried about Tim, and she's looking at me and I'm going, how does she know my name, what is going on? And then she was like, Timothy Chalamet, and my heart sunk to my testicles. It was awful.
See, it's interesting. Like, I'd really like to know what power these comedians have over you to allow you to be like that.
You've
never given me that grace, my
friend. I love you, mate. I did get, but then again, the one time I had an interaction with a comedian was with Nick Cody, a very, very funny comedian, but he was more just mocking my life, and I was not offended. So I think he was a bit upset that I wasn't more upset with him. So, but you should have a ball. I don't think you'd go well.
What do you mean?
With a comedian.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we'd both freeze. We'd freeze. It'd be terrible.
Well, we're not nice people.
No.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.